The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies.
And then some.
Aha, then some, yes. And the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. We are the Fanatic Organics that own Alive and Well. And I want to tell you, that's a really a big truth, because that Alive and Well has all the wondrous products, all the great organic combinations, every kind of variety of magnificent thing you could ever want that's great for your body, and endless testimonials about that. And don't forget also the broth cafe at Alive and Well. The broth cafe doesn't say it all. It's a beautiful area, beautiful marble place to eat, very comfortable, very air-conditioned, wonderful service, etc., and organic across the boards. And remember, broth is broad spectrum broth. It's all kinds of marvelous dishes. And we want to always express, and this is so true, every single day we get the fresh organic produce from the local organic Maui farmers. They're wonderful in all different ways that we use them at the broth cafe, and also in the fresh squeeze, high concentration juices, all kinds of green and every kind of thing you could ever imagine. Beautifully done. And it's all there at Alive and Well. Now, again, certain things we try to impose, and that is your healthy organic choices, yes. But we don't impose upon you if you are vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian, or you like the wild fish, or you love organic chicken or meat, whatever that choice, all of those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe.
Are they ever? And tasty!
Fabulous.
We're not talking about watered-down soup and the term for using the term broth. Broth is a broad spectrum of really incredible nutrients.
And yes.
It's delicious by and of itself, but it's also an integral part of every dish. Not every dish. You can order some dishes without broth, but the broth gives such a, there's a bone broth, there's a mushroom broth. It's incredible
and
stuff.
And all the vegetables, okay, and all the beautiful proteins and all the, just incredible.
Yeah.
And everybody says that with fabulous prices and really comfortable and marvelous place to eat over
and
there.
And don't forget the vibrant splashing against the stones for waterfall, delicious aerated, oxygenated water.
The dancing water?
The dancing water.
Which you haven't learned yet, Dennis, okay? But learn from the dancing water, okay?
Okay. You're forgetting how much I enjoy the Gene Kelly movie, Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
That's dancing water.
That is dancing water. When are you going to learn? Gene Kelly's spirit should be communicating to you,
spirit,
okay?
I've got the spirit, honey. I've got the spirit. It's the feet I don't have. It's the legs that do the things that
Gary,
his legs do.
Gary, you have to know when to turn off this show, okay? He has to stop making excuses. We don't let our dear friends that listen make excuses about the choices that they make, okay?
I make a choice. I dance every day of my life.
Yes.
I dance.
In your spirit.
In my spirit.
This is another topic.
Spirit.
We need to get to the topics at hand now. Okay.
Well, what I want to talk about is the delicious water at Alive and Well. We got water. It's coming out of our ears. We got water. And it's the vibrant Dancing Over the Rocks water, the Gene Kelly water, is right there available for you, full of oxygen and all the components that make really vibrant, alive, and well water.
Right, okay? And that was really proven many, many years ago about a certain aspect of it, the benefits of vortex power, because it neutralizes free radicals, very high hydrogen bonds, and there was Otto Warburg that won the Nobel Prize in medicine in 1938 for showing how holistic and oxygen-rich milieu would work for everyone in every conceivable way, the structure, the detoxification, all of those wonderful things.
And that's the stuff that you get with the vortex water. It ain't just wet, folks. It is rejuvenating.
That's
okay?
Exactly
there
right.
You go.
And you know, let us say as a preface too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We love to share terrific information as we're sharing right now about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, whether they're holistically minded or not. They learn about nutrients. Okay,
which is not that prevalent, okay?
That is exactly right.
In medical school, doctors, regular MD doctors have confessed to me that they don't receive 1 minute of nutritional instruction in however many years they go to medical school, whether they're general MDs or whether they have a specific specialty. Nutrition is not entered in the conversation.
And it really should be in all the news that has come out. And again, this is all medically backed up by the clinical trials.
That's right.
And you know, so that when we're sharing a testimonial, what you tell us about what great nutrition has done for you, we are not making claims, but we're sharing the testimonial. And I have to say this because it just really lifted me up so much. It's just wonderful that a darling lady was gathering her basket of the wonderful nutrients from Alive and Well. Oh, she was gathering, and she said, this is what she came over and said to me. I have to tell this to you. I just had a birthday, and I turned 71, so I congratulated her. She said, everyone said, wow, you look so young. I can't even believe it. You're getting younger and younger. And then she said, and I feel so young, too. It's all working. This is what worked for me. And
beautiful.
She pointed to all the great nutrients and the dietary changes. And she was very grateful. But now, here's what's so strange. And you may think I'm making this up, but I'm not. But there's a lovely lady that has always come in so faithfully. She's more into my age category, but she
you mean
she
you mean plus 71?
Let's talk about the numbers. I don't want to know about numbers here, okay? Let the numbers go flying off, okay? Into the air.
Yeah.
All right. But she was just saying, that I looked at her, and then I said to her, oh, my gosh. I said, every time I see you, you look younger and younger. And that's the truth. And it came out spontaneously. Mm-hmm. I said, what's your secret? What do you do? Because I'm kind of wanted to keep it. She said, dear, it's all that Dennis and you taught me. My whole body has changed. My whole life has changed. But also my looks have changed, too. And she had her basket. So there
wonderful.
You go. I can't make the claim that it's going to make you look like a kid. But it sure did on that day.
You bet it does.
Yes.
It slows down the degradation of aging. Aging is a degenerative procedure, as so many of you have come to realize. But when you give your body the right nutrients as you age, the degradation is slower, not as intense, and the rejuvenation effect does still maintain itself and create new energies and vitalities and exuberance for life.
And beauty. And don't forget the things that we were able to produce many years ago. Our body stopped producing usually around the 40s, you know?
Yeah.
It stops producing like the collagen that makes beautiful skin and the nutrients that make beautiful hair
and hormones
all kinds of things.
That change.
That's right.
40s and
so
50s.
So you can change all of that.
Yeah.
You can change all of that.
And
actually,
those changes,
you can.
Those hormonal changes aren't just prevalent in women going through premenopause and menopause and postmenopause. The same kind of hormonal imbalances are being created in the male anatomy as well. So the testosterone isn't as high as it ought to be, as you think it ought to be, as it used to be, and the estrogen levels are higher than you could ever imagine is ever going to happen to a male. But those things all happen. Okay, but the degree and intensity of degradation is slowed down by what?
Nutrients.
Feeding the body the nutrients it
exactly.
needs to help maintain itself.
That's right. And right now, Gary usually is very apt about this, but we should have a song actually on tape of Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold. See, Gary usually would play that at that moment.
And he.
But I think, you know.
And he used to hum right along with it.
Yeah. Gary wants to sing. See? I've kept him in the background here doing all of the other things for us. But let's let him sing once in a while.
Okay, Gary, you're on.
Okay. Anyway.
Gary, you're on.
Okay,
Gary.
That's not working.
Well, you know.
You're singing like I'm dancing. Okay.
We have spoken about this so much, and I want your commentary right after this. But here's just came out in the news. Okay? Okay.
What came out in the news?
Sugars nourish cancer cells.
This is
the news. Now, and here's the medical thing that happened, okay?
All right.
For cancer patients, quote, sugar intake indeed nourishes cancer cells. Myung Song, Associate Professor of Clinical Epidemiology and Nutrition at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, told the Epoch Times. This was just reported.
Right.
This is supported, he said, by strong epidemiological evidence.
Very
okay?
well said,
That's medical evidence. A study published in PLOS ONE involving 1,011 colon cancer patients with a follow-up period of 7 years found that compared to patients consuming less than 2 servings of sugar-sweetened beverage per month, those who consumed 2 or more servings per day of sugar-sweetened beverages experienced a 67% increased risk of colon cancer recurrence or death, mortality.
Now, I must congratulate these folks who did these tests, but that information has been known for 50 years by holistic physicians.
Exactly.
Sugar creates the inflammation, the fire in every cell in your body, which leads to all kinds of every disease imaginable. And cancer must have sugar to become really cancer.
Remember how when we first really learned that was really driven home when we opened our first health food store? 1969 was the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island, and we were the first ones there. And the big news that came out from the doctors and all the clinical trials they had to support, they said there's only one food that feeds. They were focusing on cancer, but they said cancer, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. They said every bad cell, only one food, and that's glucose, sugar.
Excessive amounts of
sugar. And they also said that they made the point, it wasn't just straight sugar. They made the point that foods that convert to sugar, carbohydrates and starches and things like that, they said within 7 minutes they convert to sugar, and they said, the doctor said this was so big. We put it on the right out on the window, right in our little bit.
I remember.
And what they said was that during the 7 minutes that it takes to feed the cancer, viruses, bacteria, and fungi, they said during those 7 minutes, your natural killer cells, NK cells, which are your army that fight every disease. Are paralyzed in the trenches.
By sugars.
And later on, that became a very big point that the Japanese physicians used when they were talking about treating cancer with the medicinal mushrooms and the IP6, the things that they talked about. But they said within just a few moments of the ingestion of sugar, your natural killer cells, that is your army that fights the bad guys, right at the top, cancer, are paralyzed. Just remember that.
Natural killer cells.
That's right. NK cells.
Natural killer cells are neutralized by sugar.
By
inflammation. See, again.
Yes.
I say this, I don't know how many times a day, but it is the nucleus, the core, the very essence of all disease. And that is chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is chronic excess heat, fire in every cell in your body. Every cell in your body becomes more inflamed with refined carbohydrates and sugars.
That's right.
Because all the carbs turn to sugar, and sugar creates the fire. As one woman explained to me in one very succinct sentence, phrase, comment, as I was explaining inflammation, she says, "My God, what you're talking about is fire." I said, "Yes.
That's right.
That's Lahaina in every cell in my body."
Yeah. And we are an inflamed nation.
You are absolutely right.
Right.
It sugars and refined carbohydrates and safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils all create inflammation in every little cell in your body.
Okay, now, you know who's in total agreement with you in making this point as a start of a major study that he is talking about, and then I'll give it to you in a few moments here, but I'm taking the top page. This is a very famous medical doctor, Al Sears, MD, with huge background, and here he is reporting. This is the title of his article, all right? Debunking the Myths of Alzheimer's Disease.
All right.
And I'm quoting him word for word. Conventional medicine has totally missed the mark with Alzheimer's research, prevention, and cure. More than a century of study, Alzheimer's was first described in 1906, has brought researchers and drug treatments nowhere near a cure for this horrible disease. And he had just spent a lot talking about how disastrous these drugs were that they're using it for. And none of them have done anything to stop the unprecedented global explosion of Alzheimer's, a disease that is shockingly now the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Most conventional doctors still spout misinformation about Alzheimer's. Misinformation. That's wrong information.
Misinformation, right. And disinformation.
Right. And I'll give this to you in a minute. They'll tell you, one, and he has this in highlighted, Alzheimer's is a normal part of the aging process. Wrong, says the doctor. Your brain is capable, he says, of staying fully functional no matter what your age is, as long as you take care of it. If Alzheimer's were just as an inevitable part of the aging process, everyone past a certain age would suffer from it. And clearly, that's not the case. Two, highlighted, Alzheimer's is a genetic disease. This is also mostly wrong, says the doctor. There are two distinct types of the disease. Early onset Alzheimer's, which occurs before the age of 60, is now known as a genetic condition, but it only accounts for 5% of cases.
5% out of 100%.
That's right. Late onset or sporadic Alzheimer's is the most common. It strikes after age 60 and is not connected at all to your genes. In fact, the sharp increase in the number of late onset Alzheimer's is a recent phenomenon. Oxygen deprivation, inflammation, says the doctor.
Where do you get inflammation?
And lack of dietary brain nutrients are far more likely to be the real causes of Alzheimer's. I'm going to give this to you in a second. A number of studies now confirm a direct link between the terrifying spike in the number of late-onset Alzheimer's cases and chronic inflammation from air pollution and our inflammatory Western diet. He says, I knew the perfect timing for you to start reading.
All right, baby. Okay, folks, more of the article from the doctor, word for word. We don't embellish anything here. This is what the doctor said. This is also the reason most Alzheimer's cases occur in Western industrialized countries, says the doctor. By contrast, I've seen for myself how rare the disease is in sub-Saharan Africa and other traditional cultures. Our modern toxic food supply has the same effect on your brain.
Wow.
The modern
just like you
toxic
say,
food supply.
Just like you constantly stress.
Over the past half century, says the doctor, corporations have taken over our food supply. In their race for profits, they've packed our diets with cheap, inflammatory carbohydrates and sugars and starches. And these foods have been shown to spike insulin levels. This ultimately leads to insulin resistance and to chronic inflammation.
Caramelization of the brain and eyesight and all of that. They've known that the sugars caramelize the brain and cause Alzheimer's.
Insulin resistance and chronic inflammation restricts blood flow and oxygen to the brain.
That's right, says the doctor.
And to every other cell in your body. But scientific studies reveal this inflammation leads to the formation of amyloid protein plaque.
That's right.
And neurofibrillary tangles. Where have we heard those terms before?
Yes.
They're the hallmark symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, which squeeze blood vessels in your brain and restrict the blood flow and oxygen. Okay.
Wow.
Did you ever put a tourniquet around your arm? But that's to slow down the flow of blood to the rest of your arm. Well, it does the job thoroughly because it squeezes the arteries and capillaries and blood passageways. Sugar does the same thing, but sugar also creates the inflammation, which burns up. The inflammatory response burns those tiny little capillaries and arterioles. Going on. These amyloid protein deposits, says the doctor, and the tangles gum up your brain, causing memory loss and confusion.
That's
blood
right.
isn't getting where it's supposed to go. The oxygen is in the blood. It doesn't get to where it's supposed to go. The blood doesn't pick up the carbon dioxide and other debris that should be removed from the brain, so it piles up like a stack of garbage.
And one other thing, just like you said, too, is that it caramelizes. The sugar caramelizes all of those tissues, and you can't think or function.
That's right. Eventually, says the doctor, they take over different parts of your brain, causing brain atrophy, causing progressive brain deterioration, and causing, ultimately, death. Big Pharma's epic failure is the approach of conventional medicine, the FDA, and the pharmaceutical industry to Alzheimer's has been to throw all kinds of drugs and vaccines and monoclonal antibody treatments at the problem. Sadly, all of these have failed. In fact, they make things even worse. But the common Alzheimer's drugs like Aricept, Exelon, and Reminil belong to a class of drugs called cholinesterase inhibitors. They're supposed to increase a chemical in the brain that improves memory. But researchers have found that people taking these drugs were 69% more likely to have a slowed heart rate, had a 49% increased chance of needing permanent pacemakers, had an 18% increased risk of hip fractures, and the latest big pharma drugs are monoclonal antibodies, like Canamab, and all kinds of other unpronounceable words.
Right.
But one of the biggest problems with monoclonal antibody drugs is the risk of serious side effects, which include brain hemorrhages.
Good grief.
Brain swelling.
Good
These
grief.
Are from the medicines.
That's right,
okay?
From the medicines.
Brain swelling, fevers, headaches, risk of falls, disorientation, diarrhea, and other issues. Another major issue, says the doctor, with monoclonal antibodies is simply that they don't clear enough of these rogue proteins out of your brain to reverse the condition
right. In
any manner whatsoever.
Right, that's right.
But the most exciting Alzheimer's breakthrough is, go
yeah.
ahead.
And I want to get to the next thing that they're saying, and I want to connect right now with this before that. You know, it's interesting that here is the doctor right at this time talking about how deadly these drugs are and how what they do. When just 2 days ago, and this was in the news, I didn't have the sounds on, but you kept playing it over and over. And it said, this is right after New Year's, right? Big Pharma, that's the pharmaceutical drug industry, Big Pharma, that's what they called it, is hiking prices on 500 drugs in 2024.
That's
not only are they doing all the killer drugs in every conceivable level, but now they're hiking the prices up on that too. The one blessing of that may be, if it's too high, maybe you won't touch it.
Okay? Maybe, but they'll figure out some way to get it into you.
They'll figure out a way to get it into you.
The situation is, the drugs don't create life.
No, and here, this is what this doctor goes on to say, and this is so important about these great supplements right now. And this is what Dr. Al Sears is saying, and he lists all kinds of medical clinical trials. He has a giant list of the references for everything he had to say. Take these supplements, says Dr. Sears, to transform your brain's health. I recommend nutrients you should take to prevent and fight Alzheimer's disease, says Dr. Sears.
Because these nutrients create life.
Right. And then he says, even if you haven't been diagnosed with the condition, these nutrients will transform the health of your brain. Top of the list, acetyl L-carnitine.
Beautiful.
Leader in Europe.
Beautiful.
This is a super amino acid passing the blood-brain barrier, and many multiple studies show it prevents brain aging, and slows the progress of existing brain diseases. And then he cites the clinical trials that were done with acetyl L-carnitine. ALC, abbreviation for acetyl L-carnitine, promotes brain health by restoring the function of nerve growth factor.
And it's the mitochondria in every nerve that creates the energy for that nerve, that one microscopic little cell.
A protein produced in your brain is the nerve growth factor, which controls the growth and maintenance of neurons, just like you said. As you get older, says the doctor, your levels of NGF go down. Research shows that the decline of nerve growth factor leads to a major drop in the way brain cells perform, and the loss of this growth factor leads to degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. ALC, acetyl L-carnitine, reverses this decline and promotes the survival and growth of your neurons. And then to that, he has a list of studies supporting that. Like NGF, your levels of acetyl L-carnitine decrease with age, and studies show this can put you at risk for brain degeneration, but you take ALC as a supplement. He also has a little thing right over here, okay, in which he says his other big recommendation are the DHA and the EPA. Your brain is 60% fat. Who said that before? The two fat heads sitting right here. Dennis and I have sat there, and the head of a major clinic over there, the big-time doctor, okay? These super omega-3s make up 40% of that. These super omega-3s from super pure fish oils combat brain shrinkage and memory loss. The DHA and the EPA have both shown to help slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
Because they reduce the inflammation.
That's right, and provide the essential fats. They in people who took the high dosage experienced almost immediate memory improvement. Are we hearing?
Yeah.
I need to tell patients to boost their omega-3s intake with super pure fish oil.
That says the doctor.
Says the doctor. My gosh. Thank you,
Isn't
Dr. Alcides, and all the medical clinical trials that he quotes.
And can you, again, keep this little
bon mot. Say the French correctly. Bon mot. Good word.
Right.
Bon mot.
We got mon, we got bon mot.
Bon mot.
Okay. The important factor here is that the nutrients create new mitochondria, new energy-producing capabilities of every cell in your brain, and your heart, and your liver, and every other cell in your body. But it's those things that create the new life in the cells, not the drugs which suppress symptoms. And thank God they do suppress some symptoms that are very bothersome for people. But it's the nutrients which create the new life in the cells. And that's what we espouse, what these doctors espouse, what these doctors have proven in not just trial after trial, but in life histories of so many very thankful, grateful patients.
That's exactly right. And you know, we have another article that in a few minutes we'll talk about. Dr. Mercola, MD, also quoting top supplements for mitochondrial function. And he's talking here about one particular one for super brain, okay, in a big support. Pyroloquinolone quinone.
You said it right.
How did I do that?
Let's just pause for a moment, folks. A pause, just a 5-second pause of silence for Mona's major accomplishment of pronouncing those words, super quinolone quinone.
Pyroloquinolone quinone. I did a good job.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I go to the head of the class now, right?
Thank you, Gary. You've been taking your fish oil, haven't you?
Definitely.
The super pure omega-3 fish oil.
And then here's the doctors describe, and again, citing the clinical trials, PQQ.
That's the acronym for pyroloquinolone quinone.
Right. Is a vitamin-like substance and a cousin to CardioQ10, which helps with mitochondrial biogenesis.
There you go.
The recreation.
Biogenesis means what?
Oh, recreation. And he says just what you said.
Biological activity, right.
The greater number of mitochondria you have, says the doctor, the more energy your cells are able to produce and the better they function overall.
Beautiful.
So having sufficient amounts of PQQ encourages the proliferation, that's great growth, of mitochondria.
And where PQQ. Do you get that?
Now, PQQ, he says, shows significant improvement in mental processing and memory. Okay? He says the greatest results, he says, are obtained when you also take PQQ and you also take your cardio coenzyme Q10.
And your super pure omega-3 fish
oils.
That's
exactly right. The PQQ has been shown to protect against the development of, this is important, I'd like your commentary, of alpha-synuclein, a protein associated with Parkinson's disease, and beta-amyloid plaques associated with Alzheimer's. Other research shows, quote, daily supplementation with 20 milligrams or more of PQQ optimizes mitochondrial biogenesis in all human subjects. Clinical trials that they show.
Creation of new mitochondrial
new
activity.
New mitochondria.
All righty.
Just like
and
you
the,
said.
The Brain Power product at Alive and Well gives you an abundance of PQQ in every single capsule. And it gives you the alpha-lipoic acid to go along with it, which does what? Which helps to restore circulation and mitochondrial function. And
creation. Nerve regeneration,
nerve
too.
Regeneration.
And get rid of the excess sugars that create all
Amen,
that garbage.
Sister.
And he makes the point here, too, that in the clinical trials, when he's talking about mitochondria, he speaks about the two types of vitamin K, the K1 or 2. It's 2 he's talking about. Vitamin K2, the MK7, is known for its role in bone and heart health, okay? He goes on, a fat-soluble vitamin, antioxidant, neuroprotective, and studies, researches reveal that K2 modulates mitochondrial dysfunction caused by neurotoxins.
And what's a major neurotoxin?
Sugar! And those bad fats that you spoke of, too.
That's right.
And they goes on and on to say that these toxins that K2 modulates and it helps to eliminate are destroy neurons in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So they started out in laboratories. They treated cells with K2, led to multiple improvements in the death of the destructive compounds. Okay. So K2 also inhibited the accumulation of reactive oxygen species.
Those are free radicals which create more inflammation in every nucleus of every cell in your body. Keep in mind, folks, that your body functions at a microscopic level. You can't see a neuron. You can't see a cell wall. You can't see the nucleus of a cell. You can't see the mitochondria without a major microscope. But consider this. The brain has, in every single invisible cell, those cells contain, within the parameter of that one cell of the godzillion numbers of trillions of cells, there's microscopic mitochondria. But in every brain cell, that population of mitochondria per individual cell is 10,000 invisible mitochondria. Huh?
Right.
Can you imagine such numbers?
No,
can you
I can't.
Imagine? And in the heart, it's 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. And those mitochondria create what? Energy,
right.
Vitality,
right.
Life in right. every cell.
And he summarizes here about K2. Vitamin, and this is his summarization, was that the scientists that were writing in the medical journal Nutrients, the scientists explain. This is the exact quote of the scientist that Dr. McCullough is quoting, okay?
Right.
Quote, vitamin K2 reduces mitochondrial damage, and this effect is related to the participation of K2 in the regulation of mitochondrial quality control loop. Through the maintenance of the mitochondria quality control system, repairs mitochondrial dysfunction, and alleviates neuronal cell death mediated by mitochondrial damage. So it stops the cell death and regenerates the mitochondria. And I'd like you to read, because they don't leave it alone there. Their big summary here is on this one, the Cardio Q10. Could you read about the Cardio Q10?
Oh, boy, would I love to read about
that. Please
read
Cardio Q10.
Okay, folks, here it is again, word for word.
Reported by the scientists.
Cardio CoQ10, a fat-soluble antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, is found in nearly every cell in your body, but concentrates in the mitochondria, where it's involved in energy production. As a cofactor in the electron transport chain, Coenzyme Q10's Cardio Q10's primary action involves a synthesis of adenosine triphosphate.
Yes.
ATP, which is the major energy cells for your life and for your repair and regeneration. Many conditions, including heart disease, appear to be rooted in mitochondrial dysfunction.
That's right. There it is again.
Cardiac muscle cells have about 5,000 mitochondria per cell, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Where Cardio Q10 concentrates. For further comparison, mitochondria make up about 35% of the volume of cardiac tissue and only 3% to 8% of the volume of skeletal muscle tissue. My God.
Unbelievable. Almighty. And everything that it does. And we don't make it. You know, we have to take it. And
we make it
drugs,
when we're young.
Young. And then statin drugs kill.
Destroy it
and prevent. And that's why all the muscles break down. The heart can't pump.
Right.
All of that.
So Cardio CoQ10 is essential to the very basic function of metabolic creation. Further, according to researchers with Liverpool John Moores University of the United Kingdom, says, quote, secondary deficiencies of Cardio Q10 typically occur in the mitochondrial myopathies, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, chronic kidney disease, liver disease, and critical illness.
Amazing.
Depletion of Cardio Q10 in these disorders compromise cellular antioxidant status and result in impaired mitochondrial function and cellular energy supply, resulting in heart failure.
Yes.
Which, again, the cholesterol drugs create.
They rob that, and they have the black box warning that they cause dementia, diabetes, and shoot the sugar
through
the roof.
People find it very hard to believe that this very highly hailed drug called anti-cholesterol drugs actually create weakened heart, weakened muscles, weakened brain, and all of those things.
And when the muscles break down, just to say this too, one of the things that when the muscles all break down by the lack of their source of energy, which is adenosine triphosphate, when they all break down, you get kidney failure too, because the muscles break down and the kidneys can't clear it out of the system.
And you create sarcopenia in every cell in your body.
Exactly.
Sarcopenia is what? The destruction of the energy producing capabilities of every individual cell.
That's right.
How does that affect your eyes? Well, how does it affect your brain? Well, how does it affect your heart? It becomes weaker. Yep. And holistic physicians say you've got to take blood pressure drugs, you've got to take all kinds of other drugs to correct the problem, but it goes on.
Yes.
Let me finish this article.
Okay,
the doctors.
Go right ahead.
He goes on to say, Cardio Q10 is the reduced version of CoQ10. Young people are able to use CoQ10 supplements quite well, but older people do better with the Cardio Q10 ubiquinol, as it's more readily absorbed. Now, let me explain again.
Yes.
When you're young, you make Cardio Q10. Your body creates it. That's a major help in making you grow up, okay? It's growth factor as well, energy producing, new cell generation. But you outgrow your ability to produce it anymore by the time you're 30 years of age.
Exactly.
And that's why Cardio Q10 is recommended for everybody 30 and 40 and 50 and 70 and 80 and 90 years of age.
That's right. And now we have another big study that came out for the brain. And I'm just appreciating. These are all medical scientists, okay? This is another big study. Let me just tell you who they were, okay? And this is reporting. And the article that they wrote was Awakening from Alzheimer's. Okay, and this is the Dr. Andrew Newberg and other scientists research at the Department of Integrative Medicine and Nutritional Sciences at Thomas Jefferson. There they are, okay? At that, okay?
Jefferson what?
Well, they're calling it the Integrative Medicine and Nutritional Sciences at Jefferson, okay?
Okay.
And this is Thomas Jefferson scientists, okay? And they're talking about the exciting, they quote, "This is an exciting study that shows that a natural molecule as NAC+ improves dopamine function and symptoms in Parkinson's patients."
Oh, and
then
boy.
They give you some background, says Dr. Andrew Newberg, who directs research at the Department, Hull Capitalized, of Integrative Medicine and Nutritional Sciences at Jefferson, okay? And here is the study that they found, okay? In the article they wrote, "Awakening from Alzheimer's." NAC Plus benefits every part of your body, including your brain. Now, it turns out it has specific power to help with Parkinson's disease and other brain pathologies.
Oh, beautiful. This
brain diseases. That it's so many things with the NAC+.
I knew it was fantastic for lungs. I knew it was fantastic for eyes, but I didn't know
and
this.
Liver and everything else like that. And
the regeneration of liver. And, yes.
It's the number one. But here it says, okay, that it regenerates neurons to keep your memory working properly. And if you lose a good number of them, which happens in people with Parkinson's, you suffer a long list of physical and mental issues. Simple movements become difficult or impossible. You lose the ability to remember things. So far, all the mainstream medical treatments for Parkinson's aimed at keeping dopamine supply to your brain are only temporary fixes. They produce only short-term improvements and long-term disabilities.
Those are the drugs he's
talking about. That's the drugs. That's what promoted researchers to look at a natural substance, NAC+, to see if it might help. The results of their tests are excellent, they say. This is really exciting. This is just amazing. So they did this, and they show, they gave the NAC, okay, supplements, and then they found out that it was terrific, okay, for Parkinson's or any of the symptoms and any other brain problems. And they also said that they found that that NAC Plus showers you with many benefits for the brain besides protection from Parkinson's. Here are more that they said. Useful for treating concussions.
Oh, sure.
A study at the University of Maryland shows that NAC Plus helps keep the blood-brain barrier working better after a concussion.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And then they go on to say it produces benefits for skin problems. A medical review study at Loyola University explains that NAC Plus clears up acne. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And protects the skin from sun damage. I didn't know that. Improves your heart health, say the doctors. Now here do they quote, every one of these are quoted studies. Taking NAC Plus has been shown to lower the level of homocysteine in the body, a risk factor for heart disease, quote, medical studies. In this medical study where it was taken with the amino acid L-arginine, lowered blood pressure, experts say everyone, this is what they said, quote, experts say everyone middle-aged and older should take NAC Plus to support the level of glutathione in the body. They must have 30, 40 medical studies.
And what is glutathione? A major antioxidant, a major anti-inflammatory, a major anti-debilitator. It's phenomenal what that can do. Again, folks, I'm particularly enthused about NAC and NAC Plus because I used it, according to the doctor, to cure my emphysema, my chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Did I say cure? Was that Dennis that created the word cure? No. I'm quoting the doctor who examined my lungs from one year to the other. And I'll just very quickly repeat the whole scenario. And that is that I was having difficulty my whole life of breathing. I went to the doctor to find out what's going on. Maybe some highlight, maybe some new kernel of information could be given. He said, well, you've got extensive damage to the lungs, highly inflammatory, and a lot of black spots in your lungs. That's emphysema. That's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease for which there is no cure. You have to take drugs to try to maintain any semblance of normal breathing, but there's no cure. So I said, well, thank you. I think I'll pass on that. I won't take the drug. A year later, I started taking NAC+, okay, along with my quercetin and vitamin C, and I took about 1,200, 1,500 milligrams a day of NAC+. I went back the following year for a checkup to see what had any progress, and the doctor said, what have you been doing? I said, oh, And he said, well, here's last year's x-rays with all the black spots in the inflammatory tissue, and here's today's x-rays. They're all gone. There's no black spots. The tissue is normal. What did you do? I said, well, I took NAC+. And he looked at me for a while, and he said, huh? Mm-hmm. That was it. He didn't have the information to help with any kind of meaningful lung conditions. To his mindset, being trained by the drug cartel, the only thing to do is take more drugs and hope for the best.
Right, okay? And I think it's important that everybody realize you weren't doing that because you were a smoker or any of those things. And it's important to understand the preamble to this, and that is that in those days when your mom was pregnant with you, the world didn't know about the effects of cigarette smoking. She was a wonderful person, but she smoked throughout her pregnancy.
As did my father.
Right. She smoked throughout her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And you were born with the lung damage, okay?
Right.
With the lung damage, which had to do with what was part of your, you know, gestation and all of that. And then you had, it had been lingering in your life. And then you had to do something significant about it, which you did, which was absolutely so wonderful. And remember that how Dr. Siegel and other top doctors on TV, when they came out with the COVID and everything, he said the top of his list was the NAC+. He said that, mm-hmm. you know, talking about the importance of the quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D3 for the immune system and everything else, and taking the NAC. And one of the definitions of that is eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion, and as he made the point too on television, it's also in that, prevents the death of the alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I. That's the breathing cells in the lungs, and that's what causes people to die from many of these viruses, many of the drugs that they take, many other things, because the cells can't breathe anymore. The death of the breathing cells, even asthma.
Yes, but they're also, so those that don't die are thoroughly congested.
That's right.
The oxygen utilization of those lungs, as was in my case, my lungs, I had the asthma, I had the allergies, I had all the different breathing problems anybody could ever ask for. But they all disappeared. And I don't recall any major energy production out of it, but I was unaware at that time that NAC plus also helps to increase glutathione, which is the major antioxidant which reduces inflammatory conditions and destroys all those agents which create inflammation.
Right. And top hospitals have been using it forever for the leading cause of liver failure, which is these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory
That's
drugs,
right.
You know, the famous ones that you get in the because they cause liver failure and that's number one cause of death from liver failure. Number two is alcoholism. Mm-hmm. But number one are those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And what they do to reverse that is they give them the NAC+.
And what the drug industry would like to do, and they made major steps forward to accomplish this, they want to ban my ability to buy NAC+, and your ability to ban NAC+. They want NAC to be a prescription-only
drug. Mm-hmm.
And by so doing, they say they're going to do all kinds of miracles for people.
Right, and then they'll charge you 1,000 times the price, too, by the way, for the synthetic piece of crap that they give you.
As the leading article in our show today is, the drug companies are going to be increasing their pricing by up to 400%.
That's right, and 500 different drugs, they're increasing it off the charts.
Right. They don't make enough money yet.
And you know that, I don't want to leave that article by the top supplements for mitochondrial function reported by Dr. McCullough of all these medical studies and all lists and lists, because one of the things that he has always included, and he actually says to the natural medicine physician, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, reporting in all kinds of, that B vitamins are needed for optimal mitochondrial function.
Beautiful.
Tons of things. And then here's the quote from the doctor. B vitamins are absolutely critical for mitochondrial function, all of them, he says, and high potency of those B vitamins is critical to keep the mitochondria alive. And that's one of the reasons that when we had the top specialists do that wonderful, natural, terrific combination of the organic green foods and the organic supplements that support adrenals, that support the whole body, but very high in the B vitamins also was Healthy one. Okay.
Healthy one. Beautiful.
That's a, and but you know, you oftentimes you look, so many people want to look, oh, I want to get a natural supplement, you know, for as my multiple. But mm-hmm. oftentimes you can look and there might be 1.5 milligrams of each of the Bs. This is very high potency, great price. It has the super green foods and the other nutrients that are included along with it.
You said it well, baby.
Yes, that's right.
That's and really it just, incredible.
It's really incredible. We get an organic greens and the natural digestive enzymes that are put in that to make sure that your body assimilates mm-hmm. those nutrients. Okay.
Something to keep in mind, folks, the word multiple simply means more than one. If you have one, it's a single. If you have two, that's a multiple. And 3 and 4 and 10 and 15 and 20 or 50. That's multiple vitamin. Well, most multiple vitamins are little more than 5 or 6. And what does that do for you? Not much. And what is the potency of each of those individual vitamins which make up the multiple? Very low potency, but that's what that is the drug cartel's estimation of what the body needs, percent of daily value. Well, the percent of daily value is a new term. It used to be called minimum daily requirement. Well, the minimum daily requirement was just enough to keep you standing and breathing. It wasn't really designed to help with the optimal efforts that you have to put forth every day. Now, when you have the optimal amount of nutrients, that's different than the minimum. So you don't give minimum in anything you do with your life, whether it's climbing a set of stairs or helping out whatever's the job at hand. Right. The optimal level is what you give 24 hours a day or the maximal.
Right.
All right? Well, the healthy one, multiple, has untold numbers of vitamins and minerals
right.
and food supplements combined in one capsule or two, if you so desire. But it's called the healthy one.
That's right.
And that gives you the optimal amount of nutrients for which your body and your mind and your activities demand from you every day of your
life.
And
it has the nutrients also that are called adaptogens, helping all of your lungs and all of your organs to adapt to stress, to adapt to their daily mm-hmm. jobs. And in addition, it has the organic green foods that are included in that too.
And
the enzymes.
That's right.
And the enzymes that are in that to make sure that wonderful combination is wonderfully assimilated at a great low price and everybody reporting terrific things. And we get nonstop wondrous reports. And remember, at Alive and Well, when you call the 877-4950, easy to remember, 4950, if you want to just sit down, again, we're not doctors, don't pretend to be. We love to share great information with you without making claims in a beautiful, comfortable area, either Dennis or Mona. We're not offended, whoever you want to sit with. 877-4950, make an appointment if you just want to sit and get great information, okay? About nutrients and different aspects of nutrients. Okay.
How do they do that? They
just call 877-4950 and make an appointment so we're not with somebody else, so we're not doing something else, okay?
But we are available 6 days a week.
No okay? charge, zero charge, zero charge. People, a gal was talking to me about hormonal changes, we talked about the creams and Dr., you know, John Lee and the other leaders that talk. She says, okay, so I'm through talking. She says, I've learned so much and I learned so much from you. She says, so how much money is this? I said, zero. She said, no, you can't be serious. Zero, zero. What do you mean, no money at all? I said, no, it's a joy. We love to share the information with
you. That's the whole pitch.
Just make the appointment, and we're there. Dennis and I are there, one-on-one with you, every day that store is open, 6 days a week. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.